I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
130 airline passengers had their flight delayed for 8 hours, all because a 65-year-old guy wanted a date. And he was pretty desperate. This guy in Serbia phoned in a fake bomb threat to get a date with a flight attendant. There's good thinking right here, huh?
That's a man she would be looking for.
He wanted to keep this woman in the country, this flight attendant in the country. He confessed to police of the hoax, which caused the Lufthansa plane to be evacuated before takeoff. It was going to go to Frankfurt. The guy told police he met a couple of flight attendants earlier, and
It was love at first sight.
Fancied one of
it
them.
It was love at first sight.
And asked them both out to dinner, and they both said, get lost. But he was really in love with one of those, so he phoned in the fake threat to keep her in the country. He didn't want her flying out of the country. And he didn't know. He tried to find out what hotel she had been staying in, and he couldn't get that information. So the bomb threat really was the smart move in his eyes.
Yeah.
And it resulted in the evacuation of 130.
Bold play. I admire it.
It resulted in the evacuation of 130 passengers and 5 crew members. The flight delayed for 8 hours, with some passengers booking alternative flights rather than wait.
I guess if you're going to pull a big crime like a bank robbery or a jewelry heist or something like that, you probably want to scout out the area, have your getaway planned out pretty good, have a good map of the land, know where the cameras are, everything that's going on in the neighborhood. Two guys that were robbing a big jewelry store in Manhattan on Friday failed to notice that there was a news crew from ABC's station. They're filming a story about the heat wave about a block from the jewelry store. So they got to post up. They got the truck. They're down there filming. Well, these guys rob the jewelry store and take off. One of the cameraman there, films both of them, gets them both on the ABC news camera. Cops have quickly arrested one of the guys. They're tracking down the other guy from the footage they have, courtesy of the news crew from ABC that is a block from the jewelry store.
They have breaking news within the breaking news.
That's right, they did.
Let's go to a Walmart parking lot.
The Walmart. Someone called up 911 to the Walmart. Some dude's huffing computer spray at the Walmart.
That's what he was doing. Middle-aged man, Florida Walmart parking lot, huffing computer dusting spray. This guy admitted to cops, yeah, that's what I was doing. It took him a while to admit it because he was in a stupor. When the cops came across his car there, he could not answer simple questions, this 44-year-old guy. He was just sitting in the driver's seat of his Honda Civic in the parking lot of the Walmart in a daze. This is last Tuesday morning. And cops found him just staring blankly out the front window. So they're asking him all kinds of questions.
But his mustache was clean.
He couldn't answer. The car was in drive position. All the windows were rolled up. Deputy walks up to the passenger side window, sees a can of this air duster spray in his right hand and several others throughout the vehicle. The deputy tried to get, this is our friend Robert. This is 44-year-old Robert.
He's not my friend.
This is come on. They tried to get Robert to put the car in park. Bob, will you please, Parker? But he was unresponsive. The deputy then walked to the driver's side, opened Robert's door, and put the car in park. Robert was conscious, but he wasn't following any commands.
The lights are on, but nobody's home.
And could not answer simple questions. When the deputy asked Robert if he knew what city they were in, this is in Florida, Robert said, Atlanta. And they said, Robert, can you identify our country's current president? And he had no idea. Deputies found 20 10-ounce cans Jesus. Of spray, and only 2 of the cans were still full. So Robert still had 2 left in his weekend.
I can't believe it's news.
Before they shut him down. Actually, I think it was last Tuesday this happened.
Huffertown.
Yeah, he was.